coming to us from Orthibuti. They are from the band High Dependency Unit, who are about to go on their national tour, which kicks off this Thursday at the Koputai Port Chalmers Pioneer Hall. We have Dino Carlis, the drummer for High Dependency Unit, on the line, joining us from a mysterious motel in Dunedin. Good morning to you, Dino. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. Yes, it is very mysterious.
Very, very mysterious.
Yeah. Mm. How does it luxurious surroundings.
Yeah. How does it feel to be back in Dunedin? You know, when was the last time you visited?
I was here last year, actually, so it hasn't been that long. I was visiting last year. No, it's great. It's great. There's always a bit of uncanny valley for me here because it's like, you know, I lived here a long time ago. Mm. And so there's bits, obviously, I remember really well. The layout of the city, of course, and then there's bits that are completely different. So I always feel a little uneasy the first few days I get back because they can complete like side by side of familiarity and what the hell is this?
Maybe like a Lynchian kind of moment there, you know?
Well, I mean, Dunedin always has that, so.
It sure does. Yeah, otherwise, you are based out in Berlin in Germany. How do you end up moving there?
Well, you know, I've been moving around a little bit. I think after I left Dunedin, I went and lived in Australia for a few years with my partner. Mm-hmm. And then we moved back to she wanted to do some stuff back in New Zealand, and we sort of came back with the agreement that once she'd finished her degree, we'd do something else, whatever that something else was. And we had a really good friend living in Berlin at the time, and he was telling us how great it was. You know, great to be central part of Europe. Mm-hmm. It was very cheap to live there at the time, not so much anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we just, I don't know, like within a couple of months, just decided to do it, sold all our stuff, packed up what we had left, and moved on.
Mm-hmm. Another
And the intent was to be there for a year, but, you know, I've been there 16 years now.
Fair enough. One thing I've heard that's really awesome about Berlin is that the arts funding is pretty good there.
Yes, it is. It is. I hadn't been part of that there, but I have obviously a lot of friends that are practicing in the arts, and yeah, like European arts funding is generally pretty great. It's kind of a different situation to New Zealand, and I just feel like generally there's a lot more respect for people that practice in the arts in Europe.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Than what we get here, unfortunately.
Mm. Which is infuriating because we always have so much talent in our backyard, like you guys, but I also mean in like any medium, you know, we've got Colin McCann and Margaret White and all these other great artists, or, you know, historically.
Well, it drives me crazy because we're like, you know, people are always happy to go on about it when it suits them, like go on about the successes, but like less keen on supporting up and coming.
Completely. Yeah.
To make the new successes.
Completely agree. In the classic photos of HDU as young men with the red background when you're like probably in your early 20s, I think you are rocking a blue Radio 1 shirt, correct?
Certainly am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you used to do much stuff with the station?
I mean, I was a student. And then when I wasn't a student, I listened to it all the time. And what else were you going to listen to? That's where the good music was.
Yeah, very fair.
And then we would come, like I've done, I don't know how many live tours I've played up there, but that's a lot, with HDU and with others. Mm-hmm. So yeah, of course, like Radio 1 was, you know, just part of the lifeblood when you live here.
I mean, you didn't have a show on the station?
No, never did that. But I did, like I said, I did, like live tours was probably the closest thing I got to that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. HDU stands for High Dependency Unit. What is the silliest misinterpretation you've heard of that acronym?
His dick's unbelievable.
That is golden. That is golden. Oh, my God.
But I like that one. Happy Dancing Unicorns. It's quite good.
His dick's unbelievable. That really got me. Oh, my gosh. Do you hear these often, or do most people figure out the band name?
Nah, not anymore. I mean, not like, but I think we might have back in the day. We had this really funny meeting with our record label in Australia like years ago, and it went to show like how much attention they paid to us. They're like, "Oh, you're in that band, High Density Voltage, are you?"
Putting labels
they didn't even get the, acronym right.
No, they got one letter wrong completely. I read that while you guys have been dormant, you've been establishing or been part of different acts, including Foundling. Mm-hmm. You've been in Great Barrier. You've also been working with the Brian Jonestown Massacre, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I watched their documentary Dig, which is all about them, and I can't help but sort of worry about how they're doing. How are those folks doing?
Well, Anton's doing fine. Uh-huh. Like, I don't see him very much anymore. So I worked with him quite a lot when I first moved to Berlin. I think for about 2 or 3 years there, we worked on a bunch of records together.
Mm.
And then I sort of went off and did my own stuff. But he's like, you know, they're playing their sellout international tours like a couple of times a year. I think they're on one right now. I think they're in South America. They're doing great.
Me.
Like, you know, making records, selling out shows, continuing. I'm very close with Ricky as well. Ricky's like, you know, one of the guitarists in the band, and he's like the most amazing music fan and just the most wonderful guy, and probably knows at least half the musicians in New Zealand as well as the rest of the world.
Mm. Mm.
And so we stay in touch quite a bit.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, they're wonderful. But yeah, so I did that, and yeah, like I said, I have a couple of current bands. One of them is Great Barrier, and we just released an album only like 2 weeks ago as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to say you've teamed up with two folks here. Oh my gosh, what are their names? We've got Jason Kerr and Richard Hahnloser, and they're both neuroscientists.
Yeah. So Jason's actually another ex-Dunedin person. Mm. So he did his. His anatomy degree down here at Otago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends ever since. We were both in the music scene back then and became very close. And then at some point I moved to Germany and we started hanging out again. And of course, it was just natural. We played music together. And this other guy, Richard, is a scientist that Jason met through his neuroscience work.
Mm.
And we were just all very like-minded people. And we've been getting together like 3 or 4 times a year for good 10 years now.
Mm.
It's taken us that long to make a record.
Well,
we don't get together very often.
No, I'll definitely be playing one of those tracks later down the line on the program. One thing I was curious about is you guys, you came on the scene pretty early on in the 90s. I think your first project came out in, what, 93? That was, 95, 93? That was Abstinence Acrimony.
No, 90- Yeah, that's our first official release. We actually did a couple of DIY releases before that on cassette.
True.
Which I've actually just recently uncovered in my big box of bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys have been pretty heavy for quite a long time. I want to know, what was the stuff that you guys were listening to in your youth that sort of put you into the mode of making the psychedelic heavy rock greatness that you've made?
It didn't come out of that. So lots of the sort of gothier stuff. So definitely The Cure, Bauhaus, Fields of Nephilim, that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But also, you know, I mean, coming from Hawke's Bay, lots of classic rock stuff, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix. That was all in there. And then as we I guess gravitated to the more indie stuff, we like everything that was going on here. Both the kind of more Fly Nun stuff, and then the sort of darker Expressway kind of catalog. Peter Jeffries was a big influence, for example. But then also a bunch of American stuff, and I think you can hear where that really smashes those two influences smash into each other.
Mm.
I mean, I remember going to the Big Day Out and seeing the Smashing Pumpkins and like having our heads completely blown off by them, and I think that influence kind of came in and hit our other kind of, you know, south of New Zealand influences at the same time, and we kind of got the synthesis that was kind of really interesting.
Mm.
It was both like similar rhythms and kind of darkness of here, and then like the big soaring guitars of like this American music we were listening to.
Yeah, fascinating, eh? You guys remastered a previous effort called Higher, which is an album you initially put out in 1997. It's been remastered and re-released just a couple of weeks ago. Why did you decide to redo this one? You know, what's more special about it in relation to the rest of your discography?
I don't think it's necessarily more special in and of itself, but through a friend, I was introduced to David, who runs Haymaker Records. And he's not a, like, he doesn't run a professional record label. He's actually a farmer who loves music, and he's a DJ too. He has his own like radio show, etc.
True.
And he just loved music and puts out music he really likes. But he got in touch and said, "Look, I really love this record. I've always wanted to have it on vinyl. Why don't we do this?" And, you know, how could I say no to that?
Mm. Awesome.
And he's been amazing to work with.
And also, I imagine he's got, you know, some cheap produce or some cheap venison or beef or whatever to sling you guys, hook you up with while you're here.
I have to mention that to him.
You should. Please do. I think the last show you guys played together was in 2016.
That's right.
According to the press release. This is pretty big, monumental stuff, nearly 10 years. How did this reunion tour come about? What was the impetus to start doing shows again as HDU?
So it was a sad event. I was in Dunedin last year, and I was at Martin Phillips' funeral.
Mm. Rest in peace to a legend. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing guy. Mm-hmm. But I was at his funeral, and as I was leaving, I got a message from Ruben, who runs Banished, who was also there, but we were in different parts of the hall and didn't see each other. And he was like, "Oh, did I just see you there?" I'm like, "Yeah." And we tried to meet up, but didn't. And then I think a few days later or a week later, he suggested that maybe we come over and do the festival in November. And for me, that was way too soon. Like, I'd been, you know, I was already in New Zealand. I was going back to Germany. And so we sort of floated the idea of doing it the following year, which is this year, and it just went on from there. So he offered us the festival spot, and of course it makes sense to do a tour around the festival, and it all just came together like that.
Mm. Nifty.
Ruben's an old friend. Like, we used to hang out, and I briefly played in his band on for a tour in Germany forever ago now, probably 15 years ago.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome. Just old yeah. friend kind of coincidence vibe.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's how these things happen. Like, we've had a similar thing with it. For example, our distribution company in the UK happens to be a guy I met in Australia 20 years ago, who I stayed in touch with on and off ever since. He helped out HDU when we were touring in the UK. And then I just kind of wrote to him out of the blue, just saying, "Do you have any good ideas for you know, distribution of, like, probably not, you know, bands that don't sell squillions of records?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." And then I checked out his company, and they're like, they've just signed Kate Bush.
Oh my god.
So they do really big stuff and they do really small stuff.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I like those.
Life is like this.
Mm. Have you heard of Ipecac Records, the label?
Yeah, that's Mike Patton's.
Yeah. Really quite a great label to get on, because they pay very high percentage of royalties.
Great, hook us up.
Yeah, I will. I'll, after the interview. You guys are playing two shows in Orthopoti this week. One on Thursday at the Pioneer Hall in Port Chalmers, Koputai.
Yes. And can I clarify something? Let me clarify something right now. Crazy. I just noticed that the ad for the Port Chalmers show on Facebook says it starts at 8 o'clock. That's wrong. It starts at 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to correct that on our gig guide, because our gig guide says it starts at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God. I think I'm pretty sure it's 6 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that our promoters maybe just clarify that with everybody. Mm-hmm. But also the Port Chalmers show is completely sold out.
Oh, true.
Yep. Sure. The Dunedin show apparently is nearly sold out as well.
Man.
But if anyone wants to come, now's your time to get tickets.
Mm, while stocks last. You guys are doing two shows this week. You guys must really love this city.
We're doing three shows this week.
Two shows in Dunedin.
Yeah, of course we love this city. We all lived here, you know. This was home for so long.
Mm.
And it's like where we, I guess, you know, developed our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's even now really ingrained into what we do. Like, all of our experiences here is like how we listen to music, how we perceive it, and how we make it is very deeply influenced by living in Dunedin.
Yeah, that's great. You haven't forgot your roots, in the words of 660.
No, you can't, because it's like you're built, you know, it's in there. It's not something you can forget.
No, it's so good. It's so good. Do you have are you going to play like a variety of tunes from your discography, or are you going to hone in on certain albums?
No. We've taken little bits from here and there. It's been really hard, actually. We had we got a list together of which songs we wanted to play, and we had 30, which was way too many, and we sort of,
especially for you guys, because you guys have like 10 minute songs.
Yeah, exactly. They're not short. So we've just actually spent last night, and I think Neil's over there in the corner right now, whittling them down to a reasonable size set list. So that's been a bit of an endeavor, actually. But what's quite good is we're playing some songs which we haven't played since, like, we actually didn't play live nearly ever, maybe once or twice.
True.
So we're actually bringing some of those back, so they probably haven't been heard for nearly 30 years.
Whoa. Live. That's super exciting.
Yeah.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, and one new one, Neil, right? One new one, and maybe a couple of other surprises too.
True. Does that mean we can expect some new HDU music from you guys? Can we expect like a new project or a couple singles?
Nothing planned yet, but we're not going to spend the time like writing new tunes and then not releasing them. That's so we need to, yeah. Firstly, we're dealing with the tour.
Yeah. Yeah, one
like five days to rehearse for this tour for us, because we haven't played together for so long, is kind of already a little bit short and nerve wracking. So it's just like 100% focus on that.
You're locked in.
And then after that, we can talk about what happens. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear some more HDU. Super exciting stuff, man. Thanks for joining me on the program.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom or words of love you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
One thing, you know, Spotify, right? Everyone uses it. Yeah. I think we've all been talking about this, and frankly, we'd rather people pirated our music than listen to it on Spotify. It's going to be on there because people want to listen to it. But if you're going to do it, go ahead, download it and share it.
Yeah.
There's an open okay for me. if you can pirate our music and share it around, go ahead. Just don't use Spotify.
Amen. Or use Bandcamp, but yeah, just go.
Use Bandcamp, absolutely, and you can stream it for free on Bandcamp.
But yeah, there's plenty of great Spotify to MP3 sites, so you can just insert a link to, I don't know, Tunguska or Stupamodel, and then download it, and then yeah.
Or just write to me.
Yeah,
I'll hook you up.
Mean, awesome. Well, you've got the green light if you want to listen to some great music for free, folks. Thanks for coming on, Dino. All right. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Dino Carlos from HDU. We're talking to him about the band's national tour, about, you know, just really a whole lot of different stuff from the HD universe, as it is. Coming up very shortly at 9:45, we do have Clowning Around here on The One. But first, we've got a couple of tracks to play. The first track is Dune from HDU High Dependency Unit's 2025 remaster of their original 1995 record, Higher, which we're going to play for you right now. So, here is Dune from HDU, their remaster of their 2025 record, Higher. You are listening to The One. We've got Clowning Around at 9:45. I'll see you then.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.